From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Police have identified a 37-year-old ex-convict as a person of interest they would like to question in connection with the murders of four police officers in the Tacoma, Washington area this morning. The Seattle Times reports the man was granted clemency in Arkansas 9 years ago by then-Governor Mike Huckabee, a former GOP presidential candidate. The man was serving a 95-year prison sentence at the time for armed robbery and theft. Police say the man is not yet being called a suspect. Sheriff Paul Pastor says the four officers were shot in a coffee shop early this morning as they prepared for their work shifts.
We have no sense of motive. We can tell you that two of them were just flat executed, sitting, writing reports.
Pastor says before dying, one of the officers fought with the gunman and may have shot and wounded him as he fled. At least 26 militants were killed in a NATO-led airstrike in eastern Afghanistan after the militants attacked an Afghan police station. From Kabul, NPR's Tom Bullock has the story.
The NATO airstrike was called in after a border post in Khost, a restive province along the Afghan-Pakistan border, came under attack. Afghan officials there estimate 100 militants attacked the post around 10 p.m. local time Saturday night. They also claim 13 of the attackers were arrested. Western officials confirmed the airstrike was carried out by foreign troops. Khost is the base of the Haqqani Network, an insurgent group with known ties to al-Qaeda. The Haqqani Network has a reputation for well-coordinated attacks. Afghan officials believe they were involved in the attack on a UN guest house last month that left 8 dead. The UN has since pulled out hundreds of staff from the country. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Kabul.
Voters in Switzerland have opted to ban the construction of new minarets on Muslim mosques throughout that country. Frank Browning has more.
Voters rejected creation of minarets, from which the five times daily call to prayer is cried out, by a 57% majority in 22 of 26 Swiss cantons. The Swiss People's Party, which holds the largest block of seats in the Swiss parliament, led the campaign against creating more minarets, arguing that it would foster Islamist extremism in their fundamentally Christian nation. There are roughly 400,000 Muslims in Switzerland and only four minarets, though there are other prayer centers in ordinary buildings. The Swiss Federal Council opposed the ban, saying it would besmirch Switzerland's reputation. Amnesty International quickly denounced the ban, saying it constitutes a violation of fundamental human rights regarding religion. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
The White House is criticizing Iran's announcement that it plans to build 10 more uranium enrichment facilities. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the plans, if true, would be a further violation of UN Security Council resolutions. Analysts note that Iran has made similar announcements in the past but has failed to follow through with any actual construction. This is NPR News from Washington. The conservative opposition candidate Porfirio Lobo has taken a lead in the early vote count in Honduras's presidential election today. If elected, he would face the challenge of dealing with the fallout from that country's five-month political crisis that followed the ouster of Honduran President Manuel Zelaya. In Uruguay's presidential runoff today, a former leader of that country's armed resistance, José Mujica, has won. Mujica, who is known to his countrymen simply as Pepe, nearly won a majority of the vote in the first round of balloting. Pope Benedict today appealed for both prayers and compassionate action to comfort all of those who are suffering from AIDS. NPR's Silvio Poggioli has this report.
The Pope made his appeal ahead of World AIDS Day on December 1st. He said the Catholic Church does all it can to fight AIDS through its institution and staff, and he expressed the hope that through more coordinated efforts, we may be able to stop and eradicate this disease. Earlier this year, the Pope triggered worldwide criticism when he said that AIDS is a tragedy that cannot be overcome through the distribution of condoms, which, he added, even aggravates the problem. The Pope's remarks outraged international organizations and many scientists and elected officials. The government of mostly Catholic Belgium passed a resolution calling the Pope's words unacceptable and filed an official protest with the Holy See. The Vatican adamantly opposes any form of artificial birth control and encourages sexual abstinence to prevent AIDS from spreading. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.
The World Health Organization says people infected with the virus that causes AIDS should start treatment with antiretroviral drugs sooner than previously recommended. The UN agency says the drugs should be given a year or two earlier than has been typically done. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.